In the small village of Wello, nestled amid rolling hills and flowering meadows, lived Eliza, a young woman whose spirit was as wild as the wind. Her days were spent wandering through the fields, sketching the ever-changing skies. It was during one such wander that she first saw William, a sculptor who had come from the city to find inspiration in the countryside's serene beauty. William was captivated not only by Eliza's beauty, but also by her passionate soul, which mirrored his own restless heart. He began to spend hours watching her from afar as she sketched, eventually gathering the courage to approach her. Their first conversation unfolded under the shade of an ancient oak, where they discovered a shared love for art and nature. It wasn't long before their meetings became the highlight of their days. As summer blossomed around them, so did their love. They shared sunlit picnics in the meadows, their laughter blending with the chorus of the countryside. William taught Eliza to sculpt, and she showed him the hidden spots where the sun set most beautifully. Their love, nourished by creativity and mutual respect, grew deeper with each passing day. But as autumn approached, reality intruded upon their idyllic world. William received a letter that would call him back to the city, to a life of responsibility he could no longer ignore. The news fell upon them like a harsh winter storm, and as the leaves began to fall, so did their spirits. They were left grappling with the decision of parting ways or defying the expectations that awaited William in the city. Determined not to let distance dim their love, William and Eliza promised to write every day. Letters flew between the city and the countryside, each word saturated with longing and love. These letters became their lifeline, a bridge over the miles that separated them, carrying their dreams and hopes for a future together. Months turned into years and the letters continued to flow, but so did life's relentless demands. William rose in his career as a renowned sculptor, and Eliza opened a small gallery in Wello, showcasing local art. Despite their successes, the absence of one another was a void no accomplishment could fill. Eventually, the letters became less frequent, and the distance seemed insurmountable. One spring, as if guided by the hand of fate, William returned to Wello. He walked the familiar paths, each step heavy with nostalgia and apprehension. As he approached the old oak tree, there she was, Eliza, just as he remembered, her hair catching the sunlight. The years dissolved in that instant, and all the words they had not spoken filled the space between them. Their reunion was a testament to the enduring power of love. William and Eliza realized that true love is not diminished by time or distance. It is a force that, once truly forged, remains unbreakable. They decided never to part again, building a life together where their passions could thrive side by side. Their love story, timeless as the landscapes around them, continued to inspire all who knew them, a reminder that love, when true, is the art of eternal companionship.